This is SB Nation Radio, live from the Quicken Loans Studios. Here's your host, Dimitri Ravenos.
On the phone with me, former NFL offensive lineman Eugene Monroe. Eugene, certainly I want to get to your thoughts on what League Commissioner Roger Goodell had to say about marijuana yesterday on ESPN Radio. But it is draft weekend. You were the number 8 overall pick. I just want to kind of take me through that process, draft day, as a guy who knows he's getting drafted in round one. What is the whole day itself like?
It was an experience that was unforgettable. I mean, I had worked so hard, and to see really what, you know, the first signs of success were, I knew that coming into the NFL would be, you know, really just ground level for what was to come. But it was just an incredible experience, incredible for my family and really all the people who, you know, played a role in me ultimately getting there. It was awesome, man.
Friday morning on the show, we were joking that fashion-wise, this seemed to be a muted year in the NFL draft. Did you see any suits that really you remember standing out to you on draft day?
Not really. But, you know, there's a mix. So it just depends on, I guess, what you think is popping in terms of fashion.
We were talking to Eugene Monroe, former NFL offensive lineman. He has, since retiring, become an advocate for the use of medical marijuana and cannabis. So tell me, just point blank, what did you think about Roger Goodell getting really a lot of facts wrong and saying things like marijuana having addictive properties? What was your initial reaction to that?
You know, his stance is, it almost seems like it took a step backwards. It was really unfortunate to hear him talk about things in that way, talking really, you know, it's almost as if the medical advisors that he is, you know, working on this issue with haven't seen anything that's happened across the country, really across the globe, anytime recently. He made a comment also about smoking marijuana, and you know, most of the former players who are talking about the use of marijuana, in fact, actually don't even speak about smoking marijuana. A lot of the guys have received benefits from taking products that don't even have THC in them, products that they rub on their knees that are aching them every day, which has nothing to do with smoking. So, yeah, on every level, a lot of the things that he said really were out of touch with reality. And you know, it seems like if he is relying on these medical doctors to give him direction on marijuana policy, then maybe those doctors need to, you know, search elsewhere for the education that they're getting on marijuana, because certainly many other doctors would contest the things that he spoke of.
You know, I'm going to get to this in a second, but there is a theory out there that he got some of this stuff wrong on purpose for business reasons. We'll get to that in a second, but you mentioned that it was really disappointing. I wonder, when you hear him say stuff like this, when you hear anybody anyone at that level of any sport say stuff like that, are you mad because of the work you and people like Kyle Turley have done to show how beneficial this can be for athletes, or are you not surprised anymore?
Well, he also said some things that it really demonstrated how out of touch he really is with his players. When he talks about, you know, players just wanting to feel a little better after a game. Well, you know, he's never played a game. He has no idea what it feels like. And for him to make a statement like that, you know, really shows that, you know, he thinks really minimalist about what the players actually experience. And that was really upsetting.
We are talking to Eugene Monroe, former NFL offensive lineman, since retiring, has become an advocate for the use of medical marijuana and cannabis in the treatment of a number of different conditions that result from time on the football field. All right, I said that there is a theory out there that a lot of this incorrect information he put out there was for business reasons. I don't know if you have heard this in your talks with people about the benefits of marijuana, but there is this thought that the NFL is using or would use lightening up their marijuana policy as a bargaining chip in the next CBA negotiation.
Player health shouldn't be an item to be negotiated, and it's a problem that it is, and the fact that the NFL might or would consider using medical marijuana, which could solve some of the issues that the NFL currently has. It's unfortunate that, you know, I would hope that that is not the case here.
Can you tell for our listeners, can you tell people about what the NFL and training rooms relationship with the drug Toradol is like? That is a painkiller that you and other guys that advocate for the use of cannabis products and medical marijuana have said that that's kind of what you want guys to get away from, right?
Yes, absolutely. And when I was in the league, and I can speak about that time, a season has passed.
Okay, yeah.
Internally, those protocols have been tightened, but Toradol is extremely easily accessible. Guys line up for it in the locker room. This isn't just an NFL problem. It existed in college as well, but certainly in the NFL, and they'll give it to you, whether it's an injection or also in a pill form. So there's no shortage of it for sure, and we do know that it's dangerous, and guys will get it every single week. Every week on game day, preventatively, or really to manage, you know, the pain that they're going into the game, you know, with, so they can push through it, but also, you know, for the pain that you endure during the game. It's ugly. I mean, when you look at the side effects of the drug and the frequency at which it's administered.
Yeah, it's been described as, just in the most basic of terms, a type of, quote, fast-acting Advil. I mean, that is still a painkiller, and you talk about the residual effects of playing football. A drug that strong, like, you need at least some sort of low-level painkiller all the time. If you have access to a drug that strong, right, it almost makes sense that guys who put their bodies through this would use it.
Well, pain is one of the most common conditions people use medical marijuana for.
Yeah.
It's one that's safer than Toradol. It's safer than the oxycodone and all the other opioid drugs that guys are prescribed in the NFL. It's safer than those methods. The fact that the NFL continues to be so rigid on this point and actually go backwards in its school of thought, it's baffling at this point.
We are talking to former NFL offensive lineman and medical marijuana advocate Eugene Monroe. What has been the reaction to your advocacy since leaving the league and really focusing on this with your life? What has been the reaction from current players when you talk about this issue?
It's been positive. It's really visible. The evidence is there. People across the country are talking about the benefits it's providing them, and older players are talking about it. Guys that are retired that are using marijuana to deal with their chronic pain and issues from their playing days, and people across the country, regardless of their issues, across the gamut, particularly for chronic pain. So we do know that there's application for it, and to continually hear the NFL say that there's none, it's getting old, and we need to move past this and look at ways to, you know, responsibly get players access to marijuana.
We have about 30 seconds, but before I let you go, when you talk about this man-to-man, not publicly, man-to-man, what is the reaction from NFL executives?
We've yet to really have those type of conversations, and we continue to work to get there. Ultimately, physicians need to sit at the table and determine how we can administer marijuana, if it's actually going to be something that is acceptable. If it's something, you know, that we can use, how can we use it? What formulations can we use for players to know that they can continue to perform at the very highest level, much like they should be doing with opioid drugs, however they're not. So, you know, overall, taking a look at this could, you know, in fact, you know, increase the productivity, the efficiency of how we manage players' pain overall. You know, for many reasons, we need to take a look at changing these policies. There's no reason for guys to get punished for a drug that's becoming legalized in states across the country.
Yeah, Eugene, listen, I agree with you, man, but we're right up against it. Thank you so much for taking the time.